Coach, George Norrie with you, and let me tell you a little bit about Michael Horn. Michael is the authorized American media representative for the Billy Meier contacts, which he has researched since 1979. Michael is a writer, producer, director of the award-winning new film, Did They Listen, as well as the co-producer of the new documentary, As the Time Fulfills, which presents an abundance of ironclad, accurate, scientific evidence that authenticates the Billy Meier case. He's the writer, co-producer of the award-winning feature-length documentary, The Silent Revolution of Truth, as well as the writer, producer, and narrator of the DVD, The Meier Contacts, The Key to Our Future Survival. Always a pleasure to bring Michael Horn back on Coast to Coast. Hey, Michael, we've missed you. How have you been?
Hi, George. I've been busy. It's been a very, very busy time. I mean, with everything that's unfolding in the world, of course, it relates quite a bit to what I speak about. You're going to have to, you know, protect yourself here as best you can, because we're not always going to be able to be around when what you have, because he's been looking at all the evidence. So we documented this and filmed the presentation and all this stuff. And in that presentation, I also have a clip from a DVD that you mentioned, which is The Meier Contacts, The Key to Our Future Survival, mm-hmm. from 2004, in which we point out that Meier foretold that there are Islamic attacks coming against France and all of Europe. So this is where we segue into why this is important. You know, I'll just do a quick thing on this. There's a wonderful woman named Lana Marconi who put out a film called The Resonance. They just had their debut up in Canada. She interviewed me in June, and she called me up. She said, you know, on Saturday we're debuting the film. And she said, you know, I went over it, and you're foretelling you. You tell Billy's information about the coming Islamic attacks 4 months before they occurred. And I said, well, you know, it's just what he wrote about. So I can give you, if you want, I mean, I can give you the specific sentences from.
I'd love to hear. Yeah, please. Go ahead.
Okay. This is from 58. And this is sentence number 83 in a rather long document in which, by the way, he foretold the two U.S. wars with Iraq, AIDS, the fall of the Berlin Wall, and a dozen other things.
Now, so, is this is told to him, or are these his prophecies?
These are prophecies that he presented in this letter, but he also notes that he got information from being tutored by the Pleiaren. So some is his, some is theirs.
Okay.
So what he says here is this: and it will be that fanatical Islamists carry out bloody revenge on the distant descendants of the Christians for their earlier crusades when they accomplish their deadly and destructive acts through irrepressible terror all over the world. 1958.
That's amazing.
Now,
wow.
Yeah, because just after the terrible attacks in Paris, some spokesman for the ISIS or the IS, whatever they're calling it, talked about this is for the French crusaders. I mean, this is what's so powerfully strange about a lot of Meier's stuff, that the same words will come up and people will express the things that he put in writing. But here, jump to 1981.
Okay.
Paris will be destroyed. Well, actually, it starts off this way, just in case anything pops up in the news. Italy and France will be shaken due to revolutionaries who murderously and by arson destroy every order. Paris will be destroyed from within and burnt down. The inhabitants themselves are those who lay Paris into rubble and ashes via murder, arson, and revolution, while Italy also falls due to massacres. 1981. Now, there's more here. Now, I'm going to tell you, let's go back, because a lot of people say, well, Paris hasn't been burned up. That's why you have prophecies and predictions. Prophecies, these are from prophecies, hoping that people will act,
mm-hmm.
and then we'll march right to the progress. Okay.
Or it's to be.
Or it's going to occur. Yeah. And in 87, Meier wrote, and it will be that the fanatics of Islam will rise up against the countries of Europe, and all will shake and quiver. And the fanatics and warriors of Islam will retain their power for a long time. France will not only be invaded by the aggressors from the outside, but will also be conquered from within as a result of collaborative forces and other forces. This can be envisioned as being
the many foreigners of a different religion living in France at that time, and specifically Islam, which will be this force working from within.
Michael, that's amazing. It really is.
Yes, and in November of, by the way, also in 1995, they again reiterated that this is going to be a rather sad thing when people who are radicals in that religion, not all Muslims, obviously, but that's why he says Islamists, the fanatical Islamists will carry out bloody revenge. In November of last year, the most unprecedented thing I've ever received from Billy was a kind of a call for a petition stating that, according to the Pléiades, unless we have a true international force drawn from all countries of at least 300,000 troops, 300,000 well-armed troops to go against the IS now, because as of November last year, they said they already have over 100,000, you know, crazy psychotic.
Right, scattered all over there.
And over, and they said you have to go and confront them and take them, you know, into, if they do not surrender, then they have to be eliminated, because when people are radicalized that way, they cannot be reasoned with. And Billy, I told you I was in Switzerland in May and June.
That's
I filmed
right.
Billy at that point. I asked him about ISIS notes. He said, this is going to be worse than anything from Al-Qaeda or anything. He says it's unprecedented unless people come together with a strong military force, we could be sent back to the Dark Ages.
Now,
they don't mince words.
Michael, does he believe that if this force of 300,000 is put together, that these fanatics will be defeated?
That is the only way that, in terms of what he's saying, otherwise the fulfillment of the prophecies is this, like I read, you know, and it will be the fanatics of Islam will rise up against the countries of Europe and all will shake and quiver. There's other stuff in here about what's going to happen to the West as well. And he had foretold the mass migration problems. He wrote recently a whole article calling out the unrightness, if I may, you know, make that word, of the boat people type of thing and all the mass migration, saying, listen, people have to be humane, but you have to understand, when people pile into boats, they're paying thousands of dollars each, and they should be investing themselves in correcting their own countries and in putting their lives, not trying to become economic, be benefited by other countries that have worked hard to put things together. Don't bring what doesn't work in fanatical religion and all the rest of this to another country and then try to inflict that when you're fleeing from
it. Here's an interesting statistic for us. The Iraq invasion in 2003 had 309,000 coalition forces. So that's an interesting number that he believes you need almost the same amount that we all sent in. And that included the United States, the United Kingdom, Australia, Poland, and those that were in Iraq that joined forces with us. 309,000. He's saying we need that same number to take care of these fanatics.
Well, also, you know, look, let me give you all the shoes that drop on this. He said unequivocally, had the U.S. not gone in and destabilized Iraq, we wouldn't be faced with this today. Saddam Hussein, you know, the lunatic that he may have been, would never have allowed the IS to gain power. And so we have, in our policies, we've played a part. And this is something, you know, people don't want to hear this, but there's a very neutral, immutable law. It's called cause and effect. And this is, you know, we create either for good or for ill, and prophecies and predictions are based on those laws of cause and effect. The people who are, let's say, true prophets and have the ability to foresee, look into the future, have an ability to perceive causes leading to effects, leading to causes leading to effects. And this is what is happening in our world. We have things that, you know, they're just roaringly not good, you know, I don't know how else to put it. We've got to come together. And look, what we're doing, however people feel about the Russians and Eastern Europe, Meyer also said this, because it's in the prophecies that Russia is going to invade this country if we keep up with what we're doing to provoke Russia. So These things will upset people who say, well, you know, we're only the good guys always. We've got to realize, we're on a little speck of cosmic lint, and if we can't get this straightened out with human beings everywhere, we're all going to suffer.
Okay, now, Michael, without the 300,000 troops, without that commitment from forces, which would have to include Russia as well as the French and us, what will happen based on Michael's prophecy?
Myers' prophecy, not mine. I go back to the sentence that the fanatics and warriors of Islam will retain their power for a long time. See, George, this here's where I really, in a way, it's a pleading to people that, you know, listen, you have a vast audience, a pleading to you as well. If we understand, if we can reason our way through and determine that this man, these contacts, this information, these thoughts, that this is an authentic thing, difficult as it may be to imagine. But we don't have to imagine because we can test and test and test. When you've got stuff like this where I'm already putting this in a DVD 10 years ago, and I've read this material in 1986 warning about these attacks in France, if people have got to go, well, wait a minute, somebody's trying to what? Help us. This is why I called that DVD of mine in 2004, The Key to Our Future Survival. They're not trying to do light shows for us. All this stuff with aliens and all the rest of this, we've got to get past it. Some stuff may be from outer space. Most of it's secret military. We're not going to be meeting aliens. They don't carry their lunch trays under area, you know, in the desert there in Area 51. This is what a human race that's more advanced than we, who've gone through their own millennia of grief and it surmounted, are saying, we'd like to help you to help yourselves. We can't do it for you. These are the things coming your way from your creations as human beings on Earth.
Did anybody listen to Billy Meyer in 58, 81, 87, 95? Did anybody listen to him?
No, hence, you know, I called the film before the new one. I called that film, you know, I said the people were warned. And did they listen? And it seems like not enough people, not people who were powerful enough. Look, I have been just livid with organizations like MUFON and SETI, to whom I have sent for years this information. If I've got a skeptical professor with the integrity and honesty to say, hey, this is worth having my students look at and decide for themselves. Don't you think an organization that's set up for, you know, having people chase lights in the sky for 45 years should at least investigate it? Don't we think that search for extraterrestrial intelligence, you know, I've sent stuff to Seth Shostak for years.
Sure.
Look, we've got to get pulled together on this. If this is real, SETI should come forward. MUFON should come. We all should come forward and say, look, unless we can prove that this is wrong, but how long do we want to go before all this is on our heads?
There's a lot more stuff. Do you know if SETI has pointed their